Chaver tells us the Ishmi Shomer, there are those that say Shim Hamavarch Iter Oches Hakos Biamino Shehu Smol Shel Adam. So we're talking about how a person is supposed to hold the Kos Shel Bracha, and the Machaber tells us in the event that a person is a lefty, even though we mentioned that the Kos Shel Bracha should be held in the right hand, but he paskins that if one is a Iter, a lefty, then he should hold the cup in his left hand. And then the Machaber continues and says, Mishnasnulo Kos Levarech, as soon as you receive this Kos Shel Bracha, Lo Yesia Chamavarech, the one who is going to be leading the benching, should not speak. And what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'ad Acher Shesiyaso, Shul Acher Gmar Berachas Hamazon, that a person at that point should no longer say anything, even throughout the entire benching, even though those are going to say that there are certain points by the Harachmans, which were more lenient in certain circumstances, if you need to say something that could be masik. But when the person is making the bracha, the one who is holding the kosher bracha should not speak until after the entire Birchas Hamazon. Then he says, V'amasubin ein lehem hasiach mishe hizchil hamavarech. So this is discussing the situation where one person is actually benching out loud, the whole benching, and you are listening, and therefore based on the concept of Shomei Ka'oneh, by you listening to the words, it's as though you're actually saying it, and you fulfill your obligation. So therefore, logically, those who are listening should also not be speaking from the time the Mavarech begins. Lo miboy b'shas shehu Mavarech. Not only the time that he's saying the words, shesrichin lishmoa lahavin ma she'omer ha-Mavarech, that you certainly have to listen to what's being said. Elafil bein bracha l'bracha ein lehem lasiach. Also, a person should not speak, even if it's bein bracha l'bracha, which means that even if, let's say, he took a few second break, nonetheless, one should not speak. And as I mentioned, that it's brought down the Piskei Tshuvos that really, again, one should try to not speak at all during any point of the benching. However, he says, harachaman ve'elech, once you are in the harachamans, which is after also the paragraph of Hatova Meitiv, we say that kuli alma ein isur hasik. There's no longer an issue of speaking. Achlo l'sicha schulin. Great. A person shouldn't just speak their mind. Beprat kishmevarchem al kos she'aser b'din al hasik ad acher shesiyas hakos. So we mentioned the person who is actually holding the kosher bracha. We're more strict that we don't want them to talk even during this time. And of course, also as we mentioned, that a person, even if they're not holding the kos, should refrain from talking if they if not something which is of a crucial matter. He also mentions, what the Piskei Tshuvos does, Shalaharvi poskim dina kishmon esrei l'chol inyan, that this point of the Berachas Hamazon, the first few paragraphs, is comparable to Shmon Esrei, which of course the person's not going to talk in the middle of the Amidah, the middle of Shmon Esrei, but also that means the person shouldn't be talking during the benching. They shouldn't stop to say any words. Mikan nilmad and he says that just as in the Shemoneh Esrei, it's not only that you can't say the words, you can't interrupt and have a conversation with someone in the middle of the Amidah, but also you're not supposed to point or wink or make any body language, which is a form of communication as well. And therefore, many paskin that is also when it comes to Birchas Hamazon, to benching, that people are also should be cautious not to do that either. That's considered a form of a hefsek, of an interruption, during that point of the benching, which one should not. The Mechaber then continues and says, Nachon hadavar shekol echad mehasubin yomer balachash ima mavarech kol bracha l'bracha. It's best that, let's say in the event you have a mezumen, and this person who is leading the benching, so everyone else should also say the words. They should say it quietly together with them. V'yafil hachasimos, even the ending brachos. The Rama says, V'yaktim osayim ksas kodem hamavarech kadei shiana amen. That if you're going to say word for word with the person leading the benching, then if you want to say amen, you should not conclude the bracha at the same time, because then it's an issue that it looks like you're the one answering a main to your own bracha, and therefore you would have to say the bracha a little bit quicker, so this way you'll be finished before him, you can answer a main to his bracha. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, you know, kopanim, nonetheless, yisharu lomer imo b'lachash brach rishon, that you should make sure that at least the first paragraph you should say, and you should say it quietly. Yilav hachi laharbi poskim lo mikri zimun klal. They say that if you are not going to be benching at a quieter tone, then that could be an issue of you not really having a zimun, which means the idea of zimun, which most think, is only the very few words before we begin the actual text of benching. But it's not true that the first paragraph is also connected and tied into the zimun. Because of this, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Mashno hagin harbi anoshim. We find a lot of people that do incorrectly. She'achar shomer baruch shochanu. After they have the formal introduction to the benching with the zimun, kol echad ve'echad mevarach b'kol ram b'fnei atzmo. Everyone just goes all to themselves and they're benching extremely loud and really paying no attention to the one who is holding the coast, the one who is leading the benching. Shol kedin heim osin. On this, the Mishnah Berurah says you're not doing something which is proper. El mavarach sarach levarach baruch rishona al kol panim b'kol ram. The one who is leading the benching should at least say the first paragraph loudly or loud enough, kedei shiishmu hamasuvin, so that the other people that are participating in the benching should also be able to hear him. V'heim yomru b'lachash imo milo b'milo, and they could say it also at a quieter tone, so that they could even say it relatively loud, but just as long as that they're also hearing what the person who is leading the benching is saying, that he should be leading them. Barak b'sim ha'bracha yakdim l'sayim k'dei she'anu amein. And again, as the Ramah said, you should finish off a little bit quicker so that you'll be able to answer amein to the person who's leading to his bracha. Mechaber then continues and says, Sarach leishev b'shah shemavarech. When it comes to benching, it's necessary that one should be sitting. Beinim ha'yaholech b'veso kish'ochal o'omed o'meisev. It doesn't matter what you were doing before. A person should try to sit when it comes to benching. M'shagil avarech sarach leishev. And what is the reason for this? So the Mechaber says, k'dei shi'ochal l'chavin yoser. That if a person is sitting, so you're able to not have to concentrate on your standing, and you'll be able to just concentrate on the text and on the benching, and that's the ideal, to have as much kavan as possible, so benching should be done sitting. V'gamlo yehem meisev, you should also not be reclining or lying down when you're benching. Chuderech gaiva. Now even though, let's say, that's how they used to eat, they used to eat, mesubin, lying down or reclining, but that's not a respectful way, that's derech gaiva. And therefore, Eliyeshev Eimo. Rather, a person, when they bench, they should do so by sitting in a way which shows fear and awe. And the Ramah tells us that, let's say you didn't do that, let's say you're on the go. Kol hamasubin lo yeshu b'kalos rosh el b'eima. Mihu im lo asakein afil berach mahalech b'diavad yatsa. Even if, let's say, you're walking and benching, that's not really the preferred method, but nonetheless, you are yotz. And then the Mechaber tells us this is not only by birchas hamozon as we know it. Yeish omrim, there are those that say, shigam birchas me'en shalosh sarach omra miyushav. Also, when it comes to the bracha me'en shalosh, or translated as al milchia, that's also something which should be said sitting down. So on this, the Piskei Tshuvos points out that's mashma, based on the words of the Mechaber, that when it comes to other things, such as, let's say, brei nefashos, we do not have the same requirement that we insist that you sit down. But rather, it implies, based on the words of the Mechaber, the lacking words of the Mechaber that only speaks about benching and birchas me'en shalosh, but does mention brei nefashos, that umashma de brei nefashos v'chol habrachos shalifnei achila, also the brachos before we eat, ein sarach leos miyoshev. You really don't need to be sitting down for that. V'chol zemedina. This is, of course, because the Shulchan Aruch is telling us exact law. V'lachachila tov lizahir v'chol brachos berachos ahenin lo amar miyoshev. It's better that one should sit for all brachos, even the brachos before we eat, the brachos of brei nefashos. And he says that's also an etzah tova, it's a good idea that before brei nefashos, even if you're standing, to sit down, shel yishkach mulavorach l'acharet, such a short after bracha that it's easy to forget that you have said it, And therefore, because of that idea that you may have forgotten you have said it, better that if you sit down, you're making a change in your routine, therefore you'd be more likely to remember that, in fact, you said this paragraph. So we can conclude with one last halacha, which really concludes this simon. He says, Asu avarech b'hu osek b'malachto. That when a person is benching, it's usur, it's forbidden for them to be involved in malacha. In fact, it's not just benching, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu kol brachos, any brachos, not just limited to birchas hamazon. And this is actually something, conclusion, what we learned in Shmuel Aleph. In Shmuel Aleph, we learned the story about how the Aron was captured by the Plishtim, and that the Philistines brought it back to Beit Shemesh. And at that time, the Bnei Israel were involved in their fields, they were working. And the parak concludes by saying that there was a terrible tragedy that befell Klai Israel, that something happened to some of the Jewish people, were punished, and ultimately it was a plague, and some of them died. And there are numerous reasons as to what we did wrong to deserve such punishment. And one of the explanations, one says that we actually want to receive the Aron miraculously, that it came back to us. We looked in the Aron to see if anything was damaged, or maybe the Luchos weren't there. But the Radak tells us another explanation. It says that we did show respect, we did bow down. However, we're kotzrim mishtachvim, which means that we were harvesting and bowing down, as though to say that we did not take the time to stop what we were doing and to show the respect for the Aron that it deserved. We were so busy in our malacha that we didn't even stop what we were doing, and we just continued to do our work and bow down at the same time. Which is the same idea over here, I believe, is what the Mechaber is saying, of Asa Avarach V'Hoosek V'Malachto, that when a person is involved in benching, that's what you should be focused on. You shouldn't be focusing on cleaning up your table, but rather you should be focusing only on the benching.